Where have you been?
Going to the supermarket like you told me.
Yeah, but that was over an hour ago. All you were supposed to get was a carton of milk.
I know, but boy, are you in for a surprise.
I don't have time for surprises right now.
Oh, you mean you don't have time for the new candy? 3 Mile Mints, the nuclear chocolate? They melt down, but not in your mouth. Eyewash?
Eyewash.
Yeah, that's the easy part. The hard part is hanging them out to dry. Some disposable diapers?
Mark, I don't have a baby.
Oh, that's why they're disposable. Well, here we have a little bird seed, so now we can grow a canary. Oh, here we have Bi-Gel, the new antacid that goes both ways. Oh, no, a squash, let's see. Oh, faulty advertising. Mr. Nader's going to hear about that. And now for the gourmet with no teeth, liquid steak. A good meal is just a suck away. Here we have a virgin wool sweater. How do they know it's virgin? Mm-hmm. Oh, and now I've got something in loose cereal called sugar-coated Jimmies. Just add milk and the economy inflates. And we have this brand new insecticide says here guaranteed to kill bugs. Oh, there's one right now. Aha!
Was a carton of milk. I've got to whip these potatoes.
Oh, whip potatoes. All we need is rack of lamb. We'll have a real kinky meal. You wanted milk.
Yes.
I brought you the history of milk. We have your white plain milk. We have your chocolate milk. Okay, my main lactose. What's happening? Milk. We have old milk. We have some sour milk.
Ooh, Iggy Ick.
And then the history and the ghost of milk past.
You bought every kind there is.
Yes. Well, I thought to fit in society, you have to be a consumer. So I jumped in with both feet.
Well, you're going to have to learn to keep your feet out of your wallet.
How can I? When I was leaving the store, they were still saying bye.
Mork, you're going to have to develop better judgment. I mean, the average earthling doesn't become a buy-a-holic.
Mindy, I've never been exposed to advertising before.
I thought you picked up our TV signals up on Oort.
Well, we do. But we're not stupid. We divert the commercials to other planets. See, that's why all the UFOs come here. They're coming here to shop.
Well, see, then you're fairly new at it. You don't know how to handle it. In fact, you better learn how to handle it before you spend us out of house and home.
But I thought advertising was good for you. Because without it, how can you know what you cannot live without?
Mark, I think you ought to lay off advertising for a while. I mean, not just the TV, but the radio, newspapers, and these magazines.
I swear I only buy them for the naked ladies.
Then how come there's crumbs all over these ads?
She was well-bred.
I'm worried about you. You're starting to lose control of yourself.
Me? Lose control? No. Oh, it's my other groceries. Thank you. Oh, here's a little something for you, and don't squeeze it all in one place.
That's it. No more ads for you.
Well, that's all right. I still have Mr. Video.
And no more TV either.
Oh. Oh, heavy sigh. Oh, here I am in a media society forced to sit on my ads.
Oh, that must be Remo. Will you get that for me?
Hope it's a traveling salesman.
Hi. Sorry about my sister Jeannie, but she couldn't pass up the chance to see her first operation.
Yeah. Do you think she'll drop by later?
No. Could you wait after somebody handed you an adenoid?
Yeah, an adenoid.
Oh, speaking of eating, look, I brought you something for dinner.
Oh, thanks. Just what we need. A nice bottle of ketchup.
Yes, and it goes well with either meat or fish.
Yeah.
Oh, red nun. School body in a good week. I'll put it on ice.
Well, we can eat as soon as my frozen peas and pearl onions are done.
Oh, I love those exotic vegetables.
Yeah, why don't you go make yourself a bag?
Oh. You really do?
Yeah.
No, because that's wonderful, because 50 years ago, Clarence Birdseye had a dream and froze it. He was the first man to make $1 million from frigidity.
What's he talking about?
Mark's really into commercials.
Well, it's only because I want the best for those I care about. Here's to good friends.
Watch it, Mark. You're beginning to think in 30-second blur.
Oh, please, Mindy. Let me watch just a little bit of TV, please. Just a touch of video in the night. Come on, please. Please, please. With sugar substitute on top. Please, Mindy, please.
No, Mark. He has no sales resistance.
You know, that's the trouble with the world today. People don't know what they want.
but not this fella. Not Remo Da Vinci. I never buy anything I don't need. You ought to learn that.
Oh, yeah? What about that strange aftershave you wear?
What's so strange about English vinyl?
Nothing if you don't mind smelling like a chair.
It's a man scent, Mindy. Maybe there's a reason men want to smell like a chair.
The reason is the overstuffed girl in the commercial.
That's right, I like her too. What's the matter with him?
Are you all right?
Oh, sure, I'm all right. She thinks I'm hooked on ads and commercials. Me hooked on TV. chortle, chortle. I mean, I can go for weeks without seeing him. Days, eons, epics, light years. Would I have to stop now, please? Please, let me just watch a little bit of TV, please. Just a touch of video. Come on, I miss a little mountain lion going. And a little doughboy going. And a 20 bull man going, dive, dive. Please, Minnie, go.
Chow, chow, chow.
Chow, chow, chow. Clap, clap, please, please. Everyone ready for this. Please, Minnie. Can't you see another looky-loos looking for Mr. Goodman? Frank Gifford looking for Jimmy Hoffa in a dry sack on the rocks. Minnie, look.
Looks like your taste buds. It's cool and refreshing.
I hate the taste of kapok. Who is it?
The Invisible Man!
I can't see you.
Aren't you going to ask me in?
Oh, I thought you were joking. What are you doing here? It's after midnight.
Well, good old lovable Mr. Bickle, you see, I was passing by and I smelled your television on. I thought I'd come in and just watch a little bit with him, maybe just a few minutes. Possibly.
Why don't you watch upstairs?
Well, your ceiling's in the way.
Why don't you watch your own set?
Well, see, Mindy won't let me because I'm, well, it's no real problem, but right now I'm going through a cold video. Can I just stay for a while, man? Come on. Oh, come on, man.
Who is it?
Urban Delight.
Come in. I thought I threw you out.
Oh, I can go back upstairs and practice tap dancing in my roller skates if you like.
All right, come in, but be quiet.
Thank you. What are you watching?
Invasion of the Body Grabbers. The original and scarier version.
What's it about?
About alien beings who come down to Earth.
Oh, a documentary.
Look, my lord, they've got him.
What are they going to do with him?
They come here to take over our minds and bodies and control us.
Why? That's not a
return to the midnight
drunken snake. After this.
Well, now look what you did. You kept blabbing all through the movie. Now the commercial is on.
Quiet, quiet. The
witch is brighter.
It's just a commercial.
Look, hers is definitely whiter. Take the shirt! Take the shirt!
They're bozo.
Well, maybe change the channel, find another commercial. Whoa, son of a gun, if she suddenly isn't shapelier. Look at that!
Give me that. Oh, now, darn, the movie started already.
Oh, bummer.
Now I won't know whose mind is being controlled and whose isn't.
Well, let me look for some more commercials, then.
If your pet refuses to...
No wonder he's finicky. He's been dead for over a year.
The only place to watch this show is in bed.
Whoa, okie dokie. I'll go fluff off our pillows.
Go on, get out of here and go to bed.
Getting late. I wonder if Mindy's asleep. Oh, look at that. Mindy's bear. Hi, Teddy. Oh. Time for you to be in bed. Whoa, ozone. She's asleep. I'm a free man again. Time for a little advertising. Here we go. Whoa, Zen advertising. Oh, what good are these magazines? There's nothing in them but articles. Wait. A little Mondo video, then. Real low so the slasher can't hear. Yeah.
moment with the exciting conclusion of The Invasion of the Body Grabbers, but first, this word.
Friends, can I have your attention? Your attention, please. That includes you, fella, sleeping on the couch.
Me?
Yes, you. How'd you like to have everything you've ever dreamed of?
Sure, that sounds pretty wonderful.
Then come, join me in the promised land.
Will I need shots?
Come, Mork. We've been waiting for you. Come, Mork. I think you're going to like it here, Mork.
Welcome, Mork. I'm Mr. Persuasion, your TV guy.
Where am I?
This is the promised land, where everyone has everything they need to be happy and content. Friends, we have a guest.
Hello!
They look a lot like Ray Walston.
Now, why don't you just mingle and hear the interesting words they have to say? I'll be back after their short messages.
Hello, I'm Mrs. L.W. from Bangor, Maine.
No.
Look at my hands.
Oh, nice.
Now look at her hands.
Nice.
Now, which one of us would you say is the mother and which one is the daughter?
I'd say she looks like a mother.
Wrong. I'm the mother. My hands used to be rough and red. Then I discovered Sparkle Dish.
Whoa.
I just love the way my hands feel now.
Me too. I think I'll keep her.
Get some today.
Well, I thought you were with him.
Wait. Can I talk to you about irregularity?
Sure, we'll get together and talk over a prune Danish, but right now I've got to run.
Hi, mister.
Hello, Luca.
Bud, aren't they?
Yes.
But they grow up so quickly, and I'm going to see that he grows up right. I care about my child, and that's why I give him Princess Goo Balls.
Oh, thank you.
The ingredients in each Goo Ball are pure and provide much-needed energy, and even may build a bone or two.
Hiya, pal. Put her there.
I can't. I'm covered in goo balls.
Well, you could if you use one of these. Wonder Wipes. One wipe removes grease, grime, dirt, and that gooey, sticky stuff. You know, I use 100 of these every night instead of taking a shower.
Would you believe I'm waxing my floor at this very moment?
No, I wouldn't, really.
Well, step this way.
Now I would.
Ew, wax and slide floor polish. No need to buff when people's pants bottoms will do the job.
People all look so happy here.
Oh, well, the joy of living here is that for every problem, there's a solution. Or a gel.
What's your problem? Flaking, itching, peeling?
No, split ends.
Oh, you sell girdles.
It's me, Mindy. Run while you've got the chance. Your life is in danger here.
Oh, no, it's not in danger. These people are wonderful. They look like they're on severe medication, but that's okay.
No, it's not what it seems. Quick, come over here. Shh. I'm not one of them. See, this is fake.
Whoa, falsies.
All right, folks, break is over. Our programming will now continue with our American Dream slogan number 47.
Buy a lot, spend a lot.
That's it.
What's going on here?
One more time.
Buy a lot, spend a lot.
Very good.
Come on, Mindy, let's make a run for it. Let's go.
Now, shall we turn to page...
Non-believer!
Oh,
Mindy. Oh, hold me. Oh, it's really awful. I was being chased with people with little TV antennas in their head. And they're after me and they're after you. And they're all controlled by a man named Mr. Persuasion, but he looked a lot like Mr. Bickley. It was real awful. It was terrible.
Mork, I told you not to watch TV. Now, I'm turning this off and you're going to bed.
Oh, there. There's nothing that can hurt you anymore. Now, why don't you go upstairs and go to bed?
Kale.
Okay, good night.
Video.
We've been looking for you, Mr. Moore.
No. Mindy! No. This isn't real. It's just a dream, isn't it?
Nothing artificial added.
Oh, no. Get away from me. No, please.
Come on, join us. Join us in a world free of fear, anxiety, and midriff bulge.
No, wait. No!
No! But I can't do anything until you're one of us.
I don't want to. I want my free will.
You know nothing is free unless you buy the giant size first. Perhaps you'll reconsider after a little friendly persuasion. Wouldn't you like to be looked up to by everyone you meet?
I was once on the planet of the dwarfs.
A person of discriminating taste like you deserves the very best. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I'm a unique kind of... No, wait a minute. Mayday. Weather alert. Heavy snow job. Pull me free. Oh! No way. No sail here, clone prince.
Perhaps you'll be more responsive to approach number two.
What?
Oh, you'll never go to the prom with a breath like Zoodirt. And that hair, it's so dull and lifeless.
I thought it was short and sassy.
Join the in crowd, and you'll smell fresher, even after a busy day.
Well, you're right. I am kind of an active guy.
Come on. With our help, you can be really fun to be near.
Yeah, I think that'd be kind of... Wait a minute. No way. Think public television. PBS. There's no place like Cabot. There's no place like... once again, I'm free again.
Impressive display of control, Mr. Mork. But this one never fails.
Hey there, big spender. If you use the right shampoo, I'll do this. If you use the right aftershave, I'll do this.
Maintain.
And if you use the right toothpaste, I'll do this.
Perhaps if I buy everything in the store.
Do you believe in heaven?
Maybe. Whoa. Maintain. Whoa.
Disregard, PBS maintain. Time to boogie. Come on now.
Glad to have you with us, Mr. Mork.
Glad to have you with us.
Welcome aboard.
Ring around the collar, ring around the collar, ring around the collar. Hello, Jean-Claude Killy for Billy Dean Pure Pork Sausage.
Hey, Green Lummox, what's new besides ho, ho, ho?
Ha, ha, ha! Hi, you want to speak this fast? Yes, I'm a graduate of the Rosamund Root Graduate of Speech Speaking Course. Don't go this fast. Don't be afraid.
Congratulations, you're doing fine, Mr. Mork. You're about to become a full-fledged consumer. Oh.
'Cause you were in it, hot hips. Oh, when is this horrible thing gonna end?
You're awake now, Mork.
Oh, yeah, prove it. Pinch me, yeah, prove it. Come on, if it's a dream. Ow! Well, I couldn't sleep through that noise. Oh, Minnie was
real horrible, but first... horrible dream. People are trying to make me buy things. Buy.
Mork, nobody can make you buy things.
Well, yeah, Mr. Persuasion can. Not so ads can. Because they're so big and strong, and they make such nifty promises, and they're so nice to you.
Not if you're a thinking buyer. Just be selective and use your own judgment.
But I don't want everyone to like me. I want to be part of the peppy generation.
People don't like you for what you own. They like you for what you are.
What are I?
Weird, but semi-likable. Listen, I'll tell you what, Mark. The next time the urge to buy comes over you, just ask yourself, is it really necessary? Do I really need it?
All right. Let me rehearse. Need. Do I really need it, Elizabeth? No, too strong.
Do I really need it?
All right. I think I've got it. I'm ready now.
Okay. Let's try it out right now. Let's see if I can find a commercial.
Well, crunchy potato chips.
Okay.
Delicately salted and mouth-watering good. The crispy taste treat everyone loves. How can you say all to Mr. Salt? Why try?
Okay. Now, what do you ask yourself?
Do I really need it?
And what is your answer?
Damn straight!
More.
All right. Do I really need it? The answer is... no!
Good start.
Mindy, where are you going?
You might not need it, but I sure do.
I'm glad you like potato chips, because you're in for a little surprise. Look what I got for us. I know what you're going to say, but I really needed these. Well, I filled your bathtub with clam dip.
Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mork calling Orson. Come in, Great White Hoax.
What did you learn this week, Mork?
This week, Your Immenseness, I learned about advertising.
I must warn you, Mork. Orkans are vulnerable to Earth's powers of persuasion.
Oh, I know that, sir, especially since we Orkans don't have bathrooms. But you see, advertising is nothing to be afraid of. Without it, there'd only be Julia Childs going, "Today we'll have chicken lips au gratin." And besides, advertising tells us about new and wonderful things to replace our old and wonderful things. Without it, Pharaoh would just be another faucet.
But don't you have an insatiable craving to buy everything?
Well, sir, I must admit I did at first, but then I learned a valuable lesson. See, I learned that the greatest energy crisis on Earth is a shortage of willpower. For example, if there's something on television you don't want to watch, you simply just press this button.